register for a Tickethead card and then wait for the phone to ring. You're next in line for the P1 Perfect Pair. Brought to you by Central Yamaha, Pack and Stack Self-Storage, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
All right, we are getting going for today. Big Dick Hunter will be at Lone Star Park this Saturday from noon until 2. That is the 2004 Fall Breeders' Cup meeting for thoroughbreds. Opening weekend is the 1st. It runs through Sunday. The first time they've ever run thoroughbreds in the fall. And, of course, the operative question is, the horses are ready. Are you? So, you'll see Big Dick Hunter at Lone Star Park this Saturday from noon until 2. Yesterday, during entertainment news, we were discussing the tragic death of Jack Cash, the brother of Johnny Cash. And I told everybody that he got run over by a shredder.
Uh-huh.
Turns out I was right. We got an email from P1 Colin. It says, for you non-agriculturally inclined city folks, some people refer to a mower that you pull behind a tractor as a shredder. When people want their fields mowed, they usually say, can you come on over and shred my pasture?
I don't think he's right on that. I've never heard of that.
And he's from the country.
I think he is. Here's another from a guy in Sanger.
Home of the Indians.
Rhines.
You.
There was nothing wrong with your ill-fated assumption that Johnny Cash's brother was killed by a shredder. A shredder is also known as a bush hog or batwing mower that is pulled behind a tractor and used to mow a large area.
A bush hog?
Yes. I don't blame the snake for his ignorance, but Wise County Grego should be a little more knowledgeable on his farm equipment.
You know, I didn't do a lot of farming.
So see, yesterday I throw that out there.
You
that
threw it out as a joke,
I did
though.
Not.
Captain Tomato Face?
I knew exactly where I was going with it. I was laughing because of the response it elicited from you boys.
You like, even admitted that you were just throwing it out there. We can pull the audio.
There was this momentary pause where you guys weren't sure where I was going with it or what I was doing. And the question mark over your heads was enormous.
Thanks.
See, I was right.
Aggro, Mike.
I know my aggro.
Will you wear your FFA jacket to work tomorrow?
I sure will. I was a member of that.
Cursive embroidered Mike on the front.
Didn't you show cattle and pigs and hogs?
Yeah.
Well, then you were into that a little bit. Then you had to know about...
No. Yeah, you had to know about shredders, didn't you?
Never heard of that. I've heard of a thrasher.
You've never driven the tractor and pulled a shredder?
I didn't drive any tractors. I mean, I can, because there's nothing out there that I can't drive. Nothing.
I castrated a pig once.
Oh, I did that.
Mm-hmm. My pig.
What was his name?
Sniglet.
Sniglet?
That's a made-up name that you just made up.
No, it's not. Swear.
What was yours?
What?
Your pig. Didn't you show a pig?
Cow. A calf.
Calf. Did you have a name for it? Or What was it?
Cody.
I brought my pig to the Fort Worth Stock Show, and it got sifted because it weighed too much. So I didn't get to show it.
What does sift mean?
It means they just sift it. It means they
throw it out?
Yeah, they throw it out. Then you can sell it per pound and make money.
A lot of people don't want to buy the sifted stuff, though.
My pig was big.
Did you keep it or did you sell it?
I sold it.
God, how do you do that?
They cut his head off and made pork out of him.
God.
I needed the money, dude. I was like a sophomore in high school.
What'd you sell it for?
That was like $250.
Oh, that's a lot.
Which generally barely covers your feed bill.
Right. I think I made about $67.
It's all right. Not bad.
Yeah.
Okay, so I go in today to turn my Toyota Tundra in at Toyota of Dallas. Trade it out. You know, you get roll up so many miles on it, they want you to come trade it in.
And then you get a new one?
Yes, you get a new one.
So you're like always driving a new car.
So are you.
What a sweet deal. What a
great deal that is.
I don't make the deals up.
Well, I hope this is a little bit more aesthetically appropriate for you size-wise.
Well, Michael.
What'd you get?
I got another Tundra. But that's not the issue here.
You look like a little kid.
In a giant
an
truck.
Enormous truck.
And then he drives like a 90-year-old man
right,
anyway.
He's all hunched over the steering wheel. Driving 25 miles an hour down Maple.
All right, one of you guys did this. There's no question that one
well,
of you
don't
did this.
Look at me. You keep looking at me. I did not do this.
This has you written all over it, or Kevin Scott.
This has Kevin Scott written all over it, I think. I don't think Reiner's got the energy or even cares enough to pull off something like this.
You're right, I don't.
So you got to clear all your stuff out of your truck when you trade it in, and they're like, you got everything out of there? I was like, yeah. So I'm sitting in the waiting room, and the guy comes back. He goes, you left your insurance card in there and something else, some manual or something. And so, and he's like, in these, and he dumps all this into my hand, and he dumps four little figurines into my hand. I was like, what the hell are these?
What are figurines? What do you mean figurine?
Pass those around.
He dumped four of these into my hand.
Oh.
You know what that is?
That is the head of the cobra.
And you know what it, the function of it is?
No.
Well, look on the end.
The cobra. Look at the threaded.
Where would you screw that into?
The valve stem.
That's right. They're snakehead valve stems.
Those are on every tire.
Cobra.
On every air hole. Cobras.
Cobra.
Silver cobras with red eyes. And I've been driving that around for I don't know how long. And I go,
you know what? I'm not buying this.
I shut up.
I think you knew that.
Okay.
In fact, I think you put these on.
Show it to Grego.
Because you were embracing that nickname so.
So I go,
I know who did it.
You do?
I know who did it.
Who?
I know who did this.
It wasn't me, was it?
No.
Who did it?
I know who did it.
Did Big Dick do it?
Nope.
Squeaky?
Nope.
Clunky?
Nope.
And John Michaels?
Not Dave Emmett either. You know when this was done?
I do?
Yeah.
Who? When? Where?
Long Dong Silver. Sometime back down the road, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not
a couple weeks ago. When we were at O'Reilly's.
Oh, they probably had those at O'Reilly's and a P1 did it.
Not a P1.
I wasn't even
Eric?
There.
Promotions, Eric.
T-Bar.
T-Bar did that?
Remember? T-Bar.
You can buy those? How do you know he did it? Was he looking at him and laughing at him?
Hey, Grego, look at these.
He asked me if I thought it'd be funny if he bought these and put them on your car.
How'd that sound?
Cobra.
I can't do a good T-Bar.
So T-Bar got me. Yeah, I asked the Toyota people, I go, is this not, you guys didn't put these on there? And they're like, no. So then I felt all stupid. They handed them to me like they were mine, like I put them on there.
Well,
Toyota Tundra.
I'm that obsessed with that stupid nickname.
Well, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Well, maybe that should be your gag. You should put them, did you put them back on there?
No, I didn't put them back. I don't want
well,
them on
them
there.
Back
I don't
there.
Want them on there.
Come on.
No.
Why?
Live a little.
Come
Look
on,
at
man.
Them.
Seriously, those
it
are cool.
It is a silver cobra
It's
with
an
red
air
eyes.
Stem. Who's going to be looking at that?
You didn't notice it? Who else? It's your car. Who else is going to notice it?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
How often do you look at valve stems?
You don't. Go put them back on your limited edition Snake L. Davidson Toyota Tundra Cobra.
It was funny as they handed me four snake heads and I'd ask, what the hell are these? Good move, T-Bar.
Yes, good move, T-Bar.
Snake
L.
All right, coming up next. Is it time to give it up? We get into that here on The Ticket.